Alola.
We're here. It's funny because now this is the last episode that we, I mean, this is going to air later, but this is the last episode that we're recording before we go on our Alola vacation.
To Japan?
Yeah, Alola.
Alola. My name is SBJ. Irene with me.
Hi.
We're here to talk about episode 32 of the Sun and Moon anime titled Treasure Hunt Akala Style.
Are you okay?
No.
Oh, okay.
So I guess 32 episodes to get to Akala, but here we are. How is this not? I guess I know why this is not filler, but.
Yeah. I want to look at this guide that I got. I'm
100% know why this is not filler.
I mean,
but
I do too, but like.
It's fine. It just speaks to the fact that sometimes nothing happens for about 18 minutes of an episode and 3 of the minutes is something relevant. This episode was fun, though, I think. Compared to the last couple.
There was like a... Can I read the blurb?
Yeah.
Okay. Ash and his classmates go on a treasure hunt riding Stoutland, who can sniff out hidden items. Ash's Stoutland keeps digging up colorful shards. And Kiawe has the big find in the first round. Kranidos fossil. Oh, it says Kran. In the second round, Lana's stubborn Stoutland comes around after she protects it from an angry Garbodor. Kiawe finds another fossil, and Sophocles' persistence pays off with a rare comet shard. Lily finally manages to climb up on her Stoutland, a big win for her. But Lana's the biggest winner after her Stoutland discovers a chunk of Z-ring ore, and Kahuna Olivia promises to make it into a Z-ring for her. End blurb.
So, Lana getting a Z-ring. You didn't like this episode?
No.
Why?
I mean, it was fine. I don't know, like, it was just, it felt like filler, too, to me. It was just kind of like, oh, okay, what's the point?
Yeah, I mean, again, we talked about this, like, 2 episodes ago of gotta have the standard Lily trope of she's scared.
Yeah.
And she accomplishes it once again. And if I know anything about the Sun and Moon anime, there will be more episodes where she's scared.
Right.
And she'll overcome it once again. Her outfit was cute, though. I'm not sure why she had a fancy, cute outfit, but that was all right.
She's wearing, like, an equestrian outfit or something.
I think the Stoutlands were cute. I liked how they all had different personalities. I did like that is, like, something very easy for somebody who plays the game that can be like, oh, I do that in the game, too. Like,
yeah,
that's,
I look for things with Stoutland. Yay.
I think that Stoutland's very good at hatching eggs in the game.
I thought it was funny when you were like, oh, of course they're all going to pick the ones with the saddles that match their color. and then it was like everybody did it, and then Lana's was like, no, and then she was like, and then the Stoutland was like, ugh, and then she was like, fine. I don't know. I was like, that's stupid but cute.
Again, this is the third Popplio episode.
Popplio! MV Popplio.
I was we're jumping around a little bit, but very surprising to see the Garbodor.
That scared me and it creeped me out. I thought that whole part was gross, which I understand, but I was still.
I mean, it is a pile of trash.
I know, it was gross.
And then her Stoutland protecting her. I actually was surprised that Popplio didn't evolve. That's kind of what I was thinking was going to happen.
Oh.
When it fought the Garbodor, I was like, well, it's clear this Garbodor is stronger, and in order to protect the Stoutland, it's going to evolve, and then it didn't.
Instead, Lily was like, I'll protect both of you! And Stoutland was like, excuse me, friend.
No, not Lily. Lana.
Lana, sorry. Yeah. Ew. I can't believe I did that.
Almost was cool. Ash almost caught a new Pokemon.
Oh, that was really funny.
He's
like, what is that?
Found an Alolan Geodude and almost caught it. And you know what? I'm not even mad that he didn't catch it. I But I did feel like I sat up when he was.
You
like,
did.
Oh, like he might catch a Pokemon
yeah,
like that.
You were really excited. It's that, like, wow, Ash actually is wanting to do something like this.
That in itself is pretty exciting. So like, that's what I feel like the anime just needs to do more of is just like.
I know you like when people go and catch Pokemon. I
well,
just want to catch
mean,
the Pokemon. I'm Steve. Gotta catch them all.
Ash sets out to be the best Pokemon trainer and then just lets Whalmers leave or whatnot. I don't know. Like, I think
the whole part, though, with sorry, I totally just thought about Litten and Stoutland. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, they mentioned it again this episode,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I think it was like, it was better slash worse in this episode.
I was going to say, I just think the thing that's frustrating with Ash is, like, you don't know, like, why he chooses or not chooses to catch Pokemon. Like, he'll, like, help Pokemon. But, like, you can look at a Pokemon like Litten, and he, like, helped Litten and was like, join my party. And then it's like, he helped Whalmer, and it was like, all right, bye, Whalmer. Like, so he has just, like, no consistency of, like, what in the moment was he like, oh, this Geodude scared me, now I want to catch it compared to...
this giant.
I'm going to ride these three Alolan Exeggutors and walk around this island and see this Wimpod and save this Wimpod and then just leave the entire island of 40 Pokemon and not catch a single one. Like, that episode did happen. So I just, like, very, like, what is the, like, I would rather, I guess, just have him try to catch and fail because at least you can go, like, well, he tried.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, it's...
You get so pressed when he doesn't catch Pokemon.
No, well, yes, when he does absolutely nothing, I'm just like, what is happening right now? He does fail to catch the Alolan Geodude. Kaeawe finds two fossils.
Okay, so, when there's the part, and I get that it was in reference to, like, within the episode, but Ash said something like, I want to beat Kiawe once and for all. And I thought about the baseball episode, and I was like, you literally just beat him, like, three episodes ago. What are you talking about?
They have that competition.
And that, ugh. Yeah.
What?
Nothing. Just Kiawe feels. I love that dude.
Major events in this episode. Ash tries and fails to catch an Alolan Geodude. Lana finds a sparkling stone, which Olivia takes to be a modified Z-ring for her. And that's it. So, I'm pretty sure, I don't know where I read it or if it's clear, but this is all supposed to happen before, quote-unquote, the games happen.
Yeah. We've talked about that before.
Yeah. So they're, like, still they're still growing up as trainers and stuff. I am sure Garb Odor has been in other episodes.
I thought Trubbish was.
Trubbish, yeah. There's an episode where, like, there's a bunch of Trubbish and a bunch of little kids and stuff. Yeah, so Garb Odor has been in actually quite a few episodes here. Garb Odor was also in your favorite movie, Kiram vs. the Swords of Justice. I know you're such a big fan of that movie. I don't know why they wouldn't do this, but I also like the fact that it was like, oh, Ash found a red shard or a blue shard or a yellow shard, and it's like, oh, those are things in the game I can collect too.
Yeah.
As well as, what Sophocles found, which was the,
I love how he's like, I don't want to catch shards anymore.
The meteor, well, Ash, how else are you supposed to get those bottle caps? what did Sophocles get? Like a meteor? I can't remember what he got. Star piece, I think.
Yeah, I think it was a star piece. What was Mallow doing?
She kept finding berries, and then
kept talking about, like, wanting to cook.
She found a oversized lanced berry.
Oh, I tuned her out after she found mushrooms, and I was like, nope, bye.
Which, it sharply raises the critical hit ratio when the HP is below 1/4. So that's what it does. It raises your critical hit ratio if you are almost dead.
Oh.
That's what she found. So yeah, another episode with Olivia. Third episode featuring Popplio doing something at least pretty relevant.
Popplio.
We are... on Akala, so I would assume episode 33, which I haven't looked into, I would assume that is also on Akala.
They haven't said bye, so I feel like, yeah, they still have to be there, right?
I would also assume that Ash will battle Olivia. I skipped ahead. We're about 4 episodes away from their trial.
So. Oh.
They're going to be on Akala for a while, I guess.
Nice.
And I hope these next 4 episodes up to this trial are...
better than this?
Yeah. Big Sky, Small Fry is the next episode. So that will be episode 33. And I believe the trial is 37. So that is our episode, I think.
Okay.
I don't think anything too notable.
Nope.
Oh, wait. Was there errors?
Or trivia?
Some trivia here. Sophocles breaks the fourth wall in one scene by pushing away the split screen with Lana to get the whole screen to himself. During the... that's like Japanese trivia, so that doesn't help. There are some errors this episode when Ash and his classmates begin to present their first findings. The far shot of the group shows no crates between Lana and Keawe, but there's a crate between them in the following closer frame. The closed captions in the dub incorrectly referred to a group of fletchling as Spiro. When Stoutland and Lana enter the cave after the second bell rang, Stoutland's right ear is creamed instead of brown. In the dub, Olivia incorrectly refers to the star piece as a comet shard. That was the confusion. How dare they get things wrong?
How you dare.
How you dare. Well, that's our episode. We will be back next time with the Big Sky, Small Fry, episode 33. Thank you all for listening. Because Alola is both hello and goodbye.
Alola.
Alola.
Alola. Alola.